Paul Barsress is backstage at the banquet with the two music adjudicators for the US Open, Alan Morrison and Nick Hudson. Alan, what did you think of the standard of the competition today, and especially the winners?
The general standard was very good. I adjudicated here last year, and the overall standard was higher than last year. Even taking into consideration the fact that Fordens were here last year and they won the competition, but the overall standard of the rest of the bands this year was definitely higher. The winning band, Central Florida, were quite honestly, they were just terrific. The way that they played, the standard of presentation, their entertainment value was just superb. They had the first two pieces was choreographed. They walked on to Bolero. It was slick. It was brilliantly played. It was just wonderful entertainment. Then they went straight into Birdland, which is has got to be some of the finest big band playing from a brass band that I've heard. The rest of the program was superb. They played three movements of Call of the Cossacks, and it was really it really would do very well. In fact, the judges and we were talking just after the contest. We think that if they went over to Spennymoor, a brass in concert, they would stand a chance of winning it there, never mind over here. And they were just terrific.
And you would agree with that, Nick, would you?
Oh, very much. It's a very fresh approach to banding over here. We, as we all know, we tend to be a little bit traditional back in the UK, and they have a very forward thinking here, not only with their repertoire, but with their presentation. As Alan has already said, it's very refreshing, and it's for me, it's the way that banding should be going if we want to be more accessible to Joe Public. It was a terrific show.
But also joined by Alan Witchley, who chose the soloist award and also some of the other awards that were available. Alan, the standard of the solo playing today, were you impressed?
Very high. Yeah, very good standard. It's always a difficult decision, slow solo, fast solo, very difficult decision to make. I just made the one that I thought was the right one.
And that was the right one.
You tell me.
And the last word back to Alan, who was the only sober one amongst all three judges, of course, at the end of the day. A good future for American banding.
It's a terrific future, and it's not just the playing and the direction. It's the refreshing approach of being able to take banding to a new level. It's the way that they approach the presentation. They look at new things. They take the music stands away, they take the music away, and they walk around the stage as they're playing. It's just terrific. It's entertainment, and it's taking banding to a new level.
Many thanks indeed, gentlemen, and I hope you enjoy the rest of the night.